Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Today, we begin a prophetic journey with Jonathan Kahn, looking at the Josiah Manifesto. First, though, I want to encourage you, as we're getting closer to the Christmas season, be sure and visit the gift section of our website, SWRC.com. There you'll find gifts from Israel, as well as books and DVDs that will inform and encourage your family and friends. Visit SWRC.com today. That's SWRC.com. Now, let's join our host, Dr. Larry Spargimino, and best-selling author Jonathan Kahn, as they discuss the Josiah Manifesto and its impact on our nation and world today.
We are delighted to have Messianic Rabbi Jonathan Kahn on our show once again. Jonathan Kahn was named, along with Billy Graham, as one of the top spiritual leaders of the last 40 years to have radically impacted our world. He has authored several New York Times best-selling books, from The Harbinger to The Return of the Gods. He's going to be our featured speaker at our Columbus Conference, October the 26th through the 28th. We will tell you more about that in a short while. You can check our website for more details, swrc.com. Jonathan, it's so wonderful to have you back on the show. I always love these programs with you. They're long, but they're so exciting. I tingle all over.
I'm glad to be part of the tingling. It's always a joy to be with you, Larry, from the Harbinger, I believe, very beginning. And what I'm blessed with Southwest Radio Church also is that, you know, as there's so into the Word, that you give the time, you know, to open up this thing. So it's always a joy to be with you. You know, sometimes I might speak for a little bit, but this is where we can get into at least some more that other people may not get.
Yes, and we're going to offer some materials we'll mention about. We'll mention that later on, but no one else, or only a few ministry has, but we'll talk about that. So as we start, Jonathan, what is the Josiah Manifesto going to reveal?
Well, this is going to be a prophetic journey. I mean, more than any other thing I've ever written, where we're going to be opening up really mystery after mystery after mystery of what's all going to come together, which is going to actually give a revelation that I believe the Lord has for this hour and for the days to come and for the end times. And the thing is that, you know, is America heading for judgment, first of all? Secondly, has the Lord given us a last chance? We're going to open up mysteries that have been unfolding in our lives. We may not have realized it, but was the hand of God. And it's ultimately all going to lead to a blueprint, or that's what it says, manifesto, a blueprint, a guide for how to stand, how to survive, how to prevail, and how to move forward in this hour. And, the subtitle is the Josiah Manifesto, the ancient mystery and guide for the end time. So it's going to be like mystery after mystery. And, Larry, it's going to be, many of the mysteries that have been opened, that have been kind of revealed, like from the Harbinger to the Return of the Gods to the Oracle to the Paradigm, are kind of coming home, kind of coming for a landing in the Josiah Manifesto.
Wow. Yeah, that's exciting. That's why I think, you get into a lot of this stuff in a way that you have some special gifts. No one else, as far as I know, has those gifts. But they're so exciting. They're not gloomy. They encourage us, and they provide us with hope. And praise the Lord for that. Well, now, Jonathan, in the Josiah Manifesto, you take us on a prophetic journey to uncover mysteries that, from an even greater mystery in Revelation, it begins on an island. Wow. Tell us about that.
We won't be able to get into much, but just to let you, and I don't often talk about this, but you'll know at the beginning, it begins, the first part is called the Island of Mysteries, and there's all sorts of things that set the stage for the mysteries that have been affecting America, everything else. And it actually begins with, I won't go into it, but it's in everything, but an object that I gave to Fidel Castro on the island of Cuba.
Wow.
Wow. And the object and a word, I gave him a piece of paper with a word, was a prophetic word. The object and the prophetic word are part of a mystery from God that actually determined, or it's from the Bible, actually determined the exact time that his reign would end. Mm. And not only the year, but the week, but the day and the hour that the reign of Fidel Castro would end. And it's all linked to a mystery in the Bible that actually is the mystery that begins the Josiah Manifesto that has touched America, touched our lives, has altered our lives, and is all part of what we're going to start unfolding. So that's a kind of a little taste.
Well, what was his reaction to that? I mean, did he get angry at you? Did he begin to shake and weep or repent?
Actually, he said a word after thanking me. I don't think he realized the ramifications of it, you know, when I gave it to him, because it is an object. I'll give a little hint. One of the things I gave him was a shofar that is linked to the Jubilee, and that actually it gave the exact timing of when his reign would come to an end. I mean, to the hour, you know, years later, to the hour.
Hmm. Wow. Well, Jonathan, you've uncovered some stunning mysteries behind the coming of the plague to America. Give us a little taste of that.
Yeah, actually, the Bible gives a real clue with this. I mean, gives principles that are behind this, and people miss this, and it's so important, and the reality of God. When abortion first entered America, it actually came before Roe versus Wade, abortion on demand, and it came to the continent of America through one place. It came through New York, and New York became the capital of abortion. It became the spreader of abortion. It led to, you know, Roe versus Wade. But it first entered in the year 1970. And it entered actually when the law came up in the New York, assembly to begin. This is the beginning of abortion in America, literally. And the date was January 20th, 1970. Now, we opened the door for a form of death. You know, this is abortion, death, you know. Now, years later, 50 years later, in 2020, another form of death comes to America, and it comes in the form of the plague. It comes 50 years after the first, and it comes on the day that patient zero was confirmed having the plague coming to America. They had headlines all over America. Patient zero was January 20th, 2020. It was 50 years to the exact date. So here's one death. We began one death. Death came back to us 50 years to the exact day.
Wow, that's fascinating. Well, our guest for this show is Jonathan Kahn. He's been called the prophetic voice of this generation, and I believe Jonathan Kahn is indeed the prophetic voice of this generation. We are offering his latest book, The Josiah Manifesto, The Ancient Mystery and Guide for the End Times. Plus, we are making available the Josiah Manifesto Uncensored DVD album, which Jonathan Kahn makes available to only a few ministries like ours, 1-800-652-1144. Now, Jonathan, tell us about the Manifesto Uncensored DVD album. You always have one of these, and this is not something on Amazon. You can't get it any place else, but you can get it through us. So tell us a little bit about what they can expect on this.
Yeah, this literally is uncensored. In other words, so it's on there. You'll get the mysteries, but you'll get what is, I could not even put in the book. And you'll get, it's actually things in there that are nowhere else literally on earth. This is not available anywhere except, I mean, just a few places, and one of them is this ministry right now. So you're going to see it. You're not just going to hear it. You're going to see the mysteries unfold. You're going to see, I'm going to be revealing totally other mysteries that I could not put into the book. And it's 8 1-hour DVDs. So if you can show it to people, you can give it to people, but it's going to be something so exclusive that it's really literally nowhere else on earth.
Well, I know when you do your uncensored thing, that's really, in fact, from what I hear and what I see, this is, I mean, your stuff is earth-shaking, but this is a double rumble, so to speak. This is tremendous, and I know you call it uncensored, and you're making it available through us. 1-800-652-1144. Now, Jonathan, there was an ancient word appointed to be proclaimed just before America went down the path of abortion. What was that ancient word?
Yeah, it actually was literally within days of when that first, the entrance of abortion, when I just told you that, January 20th. And you know what the word was? It's the appointed word that is from ages past that is to be read and proclaimed in the synagogues all over the world, and certainly in New York, where there are many Jewish people, so where abortion really made its entrance. So what was the word? You know what the word was? The word was God saying that every baby that opens the womb is holy to me, belongs to me. That every new life that opened, literally about the womb, literally that the baby was the law of the opening of the womb. God says it's sacred, and it's like a warning: don't touch it. And then look what we did. It was all there that in those just before we did it.
This Planned Parenthood group and these pro-abortion people, they're violent, like Jane's Revenge, and breaking windows and threatening people and beating people up. I mean, this is the sting. This is the kiss of death. Babies are human beings, and that we take their lives. We're so cavalier with the unborn. I think that's a turn in America when we really went downhill fast. And now, you know, we're talking about euthanasia, death with dignity, on and on and on. It all started with abortion, and they're still fighting. They still claim it's health care. You know, being pregnant is not sick, right? I mean, it's not a disease. You don't need health care. So, wow, that is amazing. But everyone remembers the time that COVID came on America when everything shut down and their lives changed. What, you know, was that part of the mystery as well?
You know, one of the things that you kind of allude to it, the Bible's very clear about this. If you take the life of children, there's going to be a price to that. You know, when Israel did it, Jeremiah said, you do this, you know, death is coming back, and it's going to be answered. As you did to the children, it's going to come back. So we did this to the children beginning 1970, and then 50 years later, the death comes back. And the thing is, you remember the day when everything shut down. It was like the president went on the air that night, and he gave his whole speech to the nation. That was the day that America was quarantined. From Europe was cut off from America. Everything closed down. The stock market crashed. And we went into a bear market. Everything. Even the media called it the day that changed everything. The day. Now that was March 11th, and that, remember, it's in the middle of March. March 11th, 2020. That's when the plague fully fell on America. Well, what if happens if you go back 50 years? The thing is, it brings you to March 11th, 1970. Do you know what? You know what, Larry? The day that abortion became legal in America on demand was March 11th, 2020. So here again, the entrance, the entrance of abortion, then you have the entrance of the plague. Now, actually, abortion becomes legal. The day we first start killing children is the day that the plague came onto America in fullness, not only 50 years, but to the exact, again, to the exact. Exact day.
Wow. There are a couple of other things that we want to get into, but what about the ancient Valley of Hinnom? What does that have to do with New York?
Well, in the Bible, where they were killing the children when they were offering them up as sacrifices, it was the Valley of Hinnom more than any other place. That's where, so Jeremiah, that's when he broke that jar and said that judgment is coming, overlooking the Valley of Hinnom, because that's what he says. You know, you killed the children, well, the blood is going to be repaid, you know, by life to life. Well, so the thing, the question here is that, you know, so what, when the plague came to America, where did it go? Well, it actually specifically, more than any other place, it focused on New York. Well, interesting. Do you know where, you know what America's Valley of Hinnom is? It's New York. More children have been killed in New York than any other place. It is the capital of abortion. Plus, it was the entranceway, and it was the place that spread abortion to America. So here, as we took life, now it comes back. And notice, you know, abortion, you know, is a sin of an older generation against the young generation. Well, when the plague came, it spared the children, but it struck particularly the older generation, the generation that had killed more babies than any other generation in history. So it actually went to New York. York. And the other thing about it is New York reached the threshold when, in the beginning of, on April 10th, when it crossed the threshold and more people were being struck by COVID than any in any other nation were in New York. Don't forget, more in New York than any other nation, April 10th. Well, you know what? You know what, Larry? The day that New York legalized abortion was April 10th, 1970. It was 50 years again to the exact date.
Wow. Well, you probably know my home city is New York City, and
Yeah, okay. I live right outside.
Okay, New Jersey, yeah, but yeah. You know, down through the years, New York has gotten so bad. You know, when I was a kid, we could go in Central Park. You could take a walk in Central Park in the nighttime, and you were still safe. You could watch listen to the owl in some of the trees, and now there's so much crime, and so much of the crime is insane. These sucker punching of the elderly, rape in the elevator, on and on and on. The curse is there. That poor city. There are some good people left there, but wow, it's a bad place.
Well, that's, you know, it's amazing because New York, so much has come out of New York. And when you look, you know, where were the harbingers? You know, most of them were New York. So those were the harbingers. You know, where did 9/11 happen? New York.
Yeah. Well,
abortion, New York. You know, the altering of gender began, the big movement, New York. You know, so there's a reason for this.
Wow. Wow. Well, Jonathan, what about the mystery of the Eastern Gate? You write about that. Tell us about that.
Well, that goes along with this, Larry, and that is that you know, when the prophet Jeremiah gave his prophecy and broke the jar that we just spoke of about the Valley of Hinnom and the children who were killed, he did it by the gate, by the potter's gate. And the thing is that the gate in the Bible, you know, in other words, they were killing their children by the gate. And the gate is also in the Bible linked to judgment. When the enemy comes, when judgment comes, it says it comes to the gate. You know, it appears to the gate. Well, now that leads us to the question, what is the gate of America? Well, the gate of America, what would that be? Well, the thing is, the gate of America is clearly New York. So here is a biblical mystery and principle, and that is that sin is linked to the gate, the killing of children is linked to the gate. Well, where have we killed more children? At the gate, at New York, more than any other. And judgment comes to the gate. So the question is, could COVID, because the plague came to New York more than any other place, but a gate is a place not just that something comes to or judgment, but that you come through. So could the plague have actually come through New York? In other words, could New York have actually spread the plague to America? And the amazing thing is, this is something that we could not have known until recently, because they did genetic DNA studies of the virus. And you know what they found, Larry? They found that the genetic code, or the mark of the virus, the majority of them pointed to New York, to the gate. They have the markers of New York on them. And the thing is, so abortion, now it wasn't just that abortion came to New York as well. New York was the gateway for America of abortion. Do you know, Larry, that in those 3 years from 1970 until Roe versus Wade, do you know the majority of abortions in America, all that came through New York? Literally, the majority, over 50%, were performed in New York. And when they looked at the plague, the majority of people who were struck by COVID had the genetic markers of New York, the same exact way. So the markers pointed to the gate through which the death of abortion came to America. And so the plague, the markers pointed to the same gate of the nation's sin. I mean, it's amazing.
Well, we're running out of time, but there's a question regarding Abraham Lincoln. In the book, you ask a question that connects Abraham Lincoln, the prophet Jeremiah, and COVID-19. What was the question, and what's the answer?
Well, the principle is this, and by the way, what's the thing about the 50 years? What's the mystery behind that? It's the Jubilee. On the Jubilee, everything gets reversed. Whatever you did gets undone. So we what you did, it comes back at you. So if you bring death, death is coming. If you took life, life is taken. So that's why. But the thing is that the principle is that in the Bible, Jeremiah said that, every child that you killed, it's going to come back to you. Abraham Lincoln made a famous speech, and he said that every drop of blood that was shed through slavery is going to be repaid by the sword of the Civil War. So the big question is, could it be that the numbers, you know, what about the numbers of those who died from COVID? And it's not saying that they're judged, it's saying the nation is a judgment. Could it match the numbers of abortion? And the thing is, when you look at that three-year window from when abortion came to America until Roe versus Wade, how many babies were killed? 1.3 million. When you look at the three-year window of the plague starting exactly 50 years later, how many people died of the plague? 1.3 million, the exact same number.
Jonathan, you did tell us about the mystery of the Eastern Gate. What is the mystery of the Western Gate?
Well, here's the thing. You know, does America have another gate? And the other thing is, it turns out that when abortion came to the continent, you know, in 1970, abortion on demand, it came, as I said, through New York more than any other place, through the Eastern Gate. But there was one other state on the continent that was the gateway for abortion, and it was Washington State. It was the western entrance. So you have two gates with abortion. Now what happens when you go 50 years later? When you go 50 years later, you find that one, the same gate through which abortion entered, one death entered in, you know, through the Eastern Gate, so the plague entered through the same gate. And just as we saw that as the majority of abortions came through New York in America in those 3 years, so the majority of people who were struck by the plague, it came through the same Eastern Gate. But what about the Western Gate? If that's where the abortion came through, is it possible that there's a link to the plague? And the answer is yes. In fact, the Eastern Washington State, through which the deaths that called abortion came to America, was the other gateway through which the death of the plague came to America. In fact, Larry, when they identified the first official case of the plague, of the pandemic of COVID coming to America, came through Patient Zero in Seattle, Washington State. Washington State was actually the first gateway. And so you got the Eastern Gate, now you have the Western Gate, and not only that, but the day that the death came to the Western Gate, and when it came to America, was the same day that abortion made its first entrance in the Eastern Gate 50 years before. So it's the place, it's the exact date, and Larry, when they did studies about the DNA of the genetic code of the virus, what they found out is about, in many places across America, about 30% of the cases came from the Western Gate. So about 65% came from the Eastern Gate, about 30% in many cases came from the Western Gate. So if you were struck by COVID, if you got COVID, the markers were 95%, it was going to either point to the Eastern Gate or had the markers of the Western Gate, the two gates from which America's evil, America's sin, happened exactly 50 years before.
Well, Jonathan, can you tell us a little bit about why all these connections and the mysteries behind them?
Well, this goes, you know, I just mentioned it, but it's actually, there's so much to think about, you know, because this is the mystery of the Jubilee. When I mentioned about Fidel Castro, and the end of his reign was linked to the exact day of the Jubilee. And the thing is that, so, because the Jubilee, you know, we think it's positive. Well, it is positive. If you lost your land, you get it back, you know, but if you took somebody's land, it's taken from you. So it's also the year of restitution. The Jubilee gives and takes away. So if you took life, America took life in 1970, so when the Jubilee, 2020 was the Jubilee of abortion in America. So the Jubilee, what you took is taken from you. We took life, now life is taken from us. The Jubilee reverses what was done. So everything we did to begin to bring death to the children, now it comes back as a plague against not the young, but the old. So the mystery is the mystery of the Jubilee, and that's why you had all these dates happening, not only the same year, you know, 1970, 2020 is the Jubilee, but to the exact date. So this is the Jubilee, which is a warning, you know, and by the way, Larry, this is just the beginning of the mystery. This is going to keep going, and it's going to go up to where we are right now. But it's amazing. You want to see how precise the laws of God are? Just look at the Jubilee. It says that, you know, yeah, so yeah, we'll go forward with it.
Well, Jonathan, there's so much more to cover, but we're out of time. We're looking forward to having you back. And friends, please be sure to return for our next broadcast. Jonathan Kahn and I will be speaking about his latest book, The Josiah Manifesto. And don't forget to ask for the Josiah Manifesto Uncensored DVD album. That only goes out to a few ministries. Call for your own copy, 1-800-652-1144.
Is there an answer, a guide, a blueprint that reveals what you need to know to survive, stand, and prevail in view of what's coming in the days ahead? Has it been revealed to us in the appearance of a sign from an ancient mystery playing out in modern times before our eyes? The Ancient Mystery and Guide for the End Times, as mind-blowing as all of Jonathan Kahn's bestsellers, and with something different, the answer, the manifesto, the Josiah Manifesto, is available today as both a book and a special DVD set, which will contain mysteries revealed that are not covered in the book. Order the Josiah Manifesto book and DVD set today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or you can order on our website, swrc.com. As we're getting closer to the Christmas season, be sure and visit the gift section of our website, swrc.com. Gifts from Israel, as well as books and DVDs that will inform and encourage your family and friends. Visit swrc.com today. Friends, if you have a prayer need, would you let us pray for you? We consider it an honor to pray with you. Prayer requests come in from all over the country through the mail, on the phone, and now through a special email address. prayer@swrc.com. That's prayer@swrc.com. Or you can always just give us a call, 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. As you're searching for uplifting Christmas gifts for your family and friends, let me encourage you to check out this year's SWRC calendar. Each year, Watchmen on the Wall and SWRC present its prophecy calendar. This special resource benefits you and the prisoners we serve through our Onesimus Prison Outreach Ministry. This year, the calendar is truly spectacular, with stunning pictures from the Holy Land and added bonuses that I know you'll enjoy. Southwest Radio Ministries creates this unique calendar filled with scripture, comfort, and inspiration from God's Word. We also partner with each of you who purchase a calendar to encourage prisoners in our Onesimus Prison Ministry. For every calendar you order, a calendar will be given to a prisoner free of charge. Order your calendar and encourage a prisoner. Tomorrow, Jonathan Kahn will return with more information and insight into the Josiah Manifesto. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station by downloading our SWRC mobile app or by subscribing to our daily Watchmen on the Wall podcast. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Visit swrc.com.